Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
92 City FM, World Class Rock. 6:11 on Wednesday. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
11 is the high for today. It's supposed to rain starting this morning, late this morning, early this afternoon. 7 degrees right now.
Hashtag Ted Wells report. That dude is trending, and I've got some audio from him. He's not happy. He's being called out by Tom Brady and his lawyer and the Patriots about some, there was some speculation about some things to do with his report on Deflategate. Well, he's lashed out and just piecing together. It's a lot of audio, so I'm getting a couple of the really poignant clips from Ted Wells.
Well, I'm looking forward to, I want to talk about this a little bit because a buddy of mine is in town yesterday from Ottawa, and we actually had quite a lengthy, because he's a big Patriots fan. Yep. And I think a lot of Patriots fans, they got their backs up, right? Like, You leave our boy alone.
Yeah.
You leave Tom alone. And he was kind of like that last night, but he did bring up some interesting points that I would like to.
Flip-flopping. I've just been watching and reading a lot of different people coming forward. Like, I saw Shannon Sharp do a really long vlog yesterday about it, and, you know, about, you know, cheating, man, no matter how you want to spin it. And it was really interesting.
You know, I really prefer the Saturday Night Live version of Shannon Sharp.
Okay. Best quote from Shannon Sharp of all time was right before a Super Bowl, and he was talking about how much he dislikes one of the guys in the other team.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, if it was the middle of winter and my truck was running fine and Ray Buchanan's truck was broken down and he's at the side of the road, would I pick him up? No. I'd keep driving. All right. You don't like him.
That's a lot of dislike.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what's trending, and that's coming up here in 5 minutes. Hang on. All right, so this is interesting. With the current economic state of the Canadian dollar and the trade, a lot of U.S. air carriers are cutting off service, like Thunder Bay to Chicago, Halifax to New York, Newark, New Jersey. So they're stopping a lot of these. They're just not seeing the revenue coming in. So who's coming to the rescue? Air Canada, unfortunately. So they're actually going to be picking up the slack on a lot of these flights, offering more cross-border trips. And so they're actually going to make out like bandits on this one because, you know, they're going to drop their fares a little bit to these places, but pick up, you know, the jobs that the American carriers weren't doing. So good news for Air Canada if you're an investor.
Well, and as long as we can get to these places via plane, what the hell?
At the end of the day. Look at it this way. I wish I would have known about this before my wife and I booked our flights to Washington. Because we're going to see that Foo Fighters show on Independence Day. Mm-hmm. And when we booked through Delta.
Oh.
And of course, you know, because they charge for the American carriers, they charge bags, they charge extra levies, they charge this. You know, that, if you actually want a seatbelt, you got to pay extra. Like, if you want one of those things to fall from the ceiling, that's extra.
Right.
So it would have been nice to know if Air Canada could carry us there instead.
Okay, the Ted Wells report, this is the one that came out that basically said Tom Brady knew about Deflategate generally, or whatever the report said. He's an independent investigator that the NFL hired, and the agent, Brady's agent, has not been happy. He's been ripping this guy, saying he's influenced by the NFL. So I have a couple of comments here. We'll start with this one where Ted Wells decided to respond to the idea that he is somehow influenced by the NFL.
The conclusions in the report represent the independent opinions of me personally and my team, and those conclusions were not influenced in any way, shape, or form by anyone at the league office. I think it is wrong to criticize my independence just because you disagree with my findings.
Okay, and he went on, there's a big hullabaloo about the cell phone. People saying, leave Brady alone. Why should he hand over his cell phone? Nobody wants their cell phone to be handed in. There's lots of personal information on there, so.
I was willing not to take possession of the phone. I said, I don't want to see any private information. I said, you keep the phone. You, the agent, Mr. Yee, you can look at the phone. You give me documents that are responsive to this investigation, and I will take your word that you have given me what's responsive. And they still refuse.
So they refused. He went on to say, look, we wanted to talk to this guy and that guy. We were told no. And a lot of this starting to sound like it wasn't so much what Brady did, but the Patriots' the unwillingness to cooperate with the investigation that made this investigator really upset about the whole situation.
Two interesting points that a buddy of mine from Ottawa, as I mentioned, was in town last night, and of course we were solving the world's problems last night, and this was one of them. But he's a Pats fan, so his back was up a little bit, but he said, listen, he says, if it's easier for the receivers to catch, that means it's easier for the defensive backs to catch too.
Mm-hmm.
So in a situation where it's 33% being dropped, 33% being caught by the receiver, or 33% being caught by the defensive back,
No, because you're throwing it to the receiver. The DB doesn't get his hands on the ball as much as the receivers.
But saying in a situation, I mean, if the DB can get his hands on it, then, you know, it's as easy as the receiver. The other point he brought up, which I thought was interesting, was if you're going to give, like, a, you know, between 12.1 pounds per square inch and, you know, 13.9 pounds per square inch, you're already encouraging an opportunity for guys to get the balls where they want it. It should be one standard size. That's it. Every ball's inflated to that. No questions asked, period.
Well, and the league should just... The league should handle it. They shouldn't be accepting balls from the teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Raina?
Tom York of Radiohead didn't sign up for this endorsement. Billboard reports a photo of York is now on the cover of a book sold in Iran with a title that loosely translates to Marital and Sex Problems in Men. This face smack dab on the front of it.
What?
An Iranian bookshop website has the book on sale. That's where it was first discovered by someone going, isn't that the guy from Radiohead? York has yet to comment on the story.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is he getting pieced off at least?
No, no.
Oh, wow. Well, then he should definitely be upset about that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here, that's what's trending in our world. What's trending in yours? Jump online, 92cityfm.ca. All right, for those unfamiliar with this game, we give Raina two choices. Mm-hmm. She tells us who'd she'd rather, and sometimes why. Sometimes it just needs an explanation. Ready, Raina?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Who'd you rather, a rotting corpse or Carey Price?
Ooh, that's tough.
Carey Price, Montreal Canadiens goaltender.
I have to go with the rotting corpse on this one.
Rotting corpse, good choice.
Yeah.
You know what? Probably show
a safer bet.
Would probably show
you
a little more
too,
life.
With your funny bit this morning.
Probably show a little more life. All right, a handful of rat poison or cheer for the Habs?
I have to go with the poison.
Rat poison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a safer bet.
A daily rectal exam or be a Habs season ticket holder?
Oh, the rectal exam, obviously.
Which is actually underrated.
Yeah, right?
I would even take the rectal exam.
You show up with a bottle of wine and woo.
Yeah.
Endless winter or watch the Habs for eternity?
Yeah, I really love driving through blizzards and whatnot. I'm going to have to go with the winter.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Zombie apocalypse or marry a Habs fan?
Zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, Walking Dead style. Mm-hmm. Looks fun.
Okay, now it gets a little interesting here now, Phil. Piss blood for a week or wear a Habs jersey for an hour?
The wheels would know about pissing blood for a week.
Yeah,
on that road.
Bruce kidney, not fun.
I guess I'll go with the pissing blood.
Smart. So it'd be a lot more damaging wearing a Habs jersey for an hour, especially out in public.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Date Gian Gomeshi or the entire Habs locker room?
Oh, God. Gian Gomeshi.
You said it. You can't unsay that.
Damn it.
Okay, Raina, shit yourself every time you sneeze or get a Habs tattoo?
I don't sneeze that often, so I'll go with poop my pants when I sneeze.
And finally, have relations with a Ryder fan or have relations with a Habs fan?
I guess green is more my color than red. So.
Mm, oh, there you go.
There you
go. Planned. Well planned this morning.
Yeah, right, right, that wraps up another edition of... City FM, world class rock, Zeppelin and Black Dog. Zeppelin, a band that Howard Manshine has seen not once but twice, I believe. I learned in a meeting once upon a
time. Not only was I fortunate to see Led Zeppelin at the old arena.
Every now and then, Howard's an unintentional buzzkill just because you, in that instance, were excited about a potential, seeing Zeppelin someday, as a lot of us are. And H, like, no, I probably wouldn't even go.
Yeah.
And then I was excited to see Black Sabbath when they rolled through town, and H didn't even go to the show. And I asked him why. He said it's because he saw them in 1962 at the concert hall, and my jaw dropped to the floor. That's H, man. The guy's been around.
They put on an amazing, quintessential performance of Black Sabbath, and I wouldn't want to ruin that.
H is actually going to be out tonight. He's doing the premiere for Mad Max Fury Road. Read a couple reviews. Critics like it. Critics like it.
I believe it.
So
looks good.
Hopefully, it looks cool.
Yeah, hopefully you got one of those premiere passes to go see that tonight. Howard will be your MC for the evening. And you can get to go to stuff like that. So sign up to be an Empire member at 92cityfm.ca. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Raina J. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly. And Raina, good morning.
11 is the high for today. There's a 60% chance of rain starting late this morning, early this afternoon, 7 right now.
Morning Wood will be out shortly. Raina had asked if I want a trailer for the movie Gem. Remember Gem?
Gem of the Holograms. Yeah, the official trailer came out yesterday, and I watched it, and it's kind of a chick flick. So.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, I mean, the cartoon was, too.
Yeah, I know.
But now that we've mentioned
it, how they're remake
I'll it. Include it in the Wood.
Let everybody decide for themselves.
80s cartoon.
Yeah. As soon as when I saw the trailer and it said, from the studio that brought you Pitch Perfect, I went, I'm out. If that's the way you're teasing your movie, done. Hey, listen, Rita, you had it in your news. I know you'll have it up here again, but we talked about it yesterday morning, how we're like the Forks was making a major announcement as of yesterday, and we thought it said, something delicious is coming to the Forks, and we thought, oh, you know, it's going to be a new restaurant. What'll it be? It's more than that.
Yeah, pretty much the entire, like, the Forks, the atrium, and the center court is getting a makeover worth $2.5 million. Yeah. So apparently they haven't done renovations at the Forks in a long, long time. So basically they're going to be, there's going to be an 80-person harvest table, more efficient seating, a craft beer and wine kiosk. There's 5 new food vendors. They're actually looking for vendors right now. Mm. So if you have a business that you want to put in there, there's 5 spots open. They're not kicking anybody out or anything. And basically the center court is going to get a top to bottom revamp, all of it, the lights, the ceiling tiles, the chairs, everything's going to get updated. They're going to add charging stations for your phones so you can sit down and plug in and, yeah, modernize everything.
It's so funny. I mean, in this day and age, people go, what? Charging station? Oh, yeah, let's go. I'm in. I don't need rock sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah. I love when I see somewhere with a charging station because my phone's usually dying. Yeah. So.
And yeah, you go to an airport, there's always 6 or 7 people around a charging station.
Yeah.
But this is good news because as we all know, when you have a visitor in from out of town.
This is where you take them always.
Let's go to the Forks. Yeah. Yep, today, tomorrow, and the next day. That's what we're doing. So you might as well make it beautiful, and it's already beautiful, but let's upgrade it. Let's make it the greatest place to go in the city.
Listen, I love spring because, you know, we always see new things popping up. And have you driven by 441 Main yet?
Do tell. What?
Okay, do you remember where, remember the guys from Studio 11? They went and did 441 Studios. They're on the side. I think they're still there on the second floor. But Rena, you'll remember
Friesen,
it.
That gang? Yeah.
But okay, Rena, you'll remember it as the old Desire? Downtown? We're kind of running around
the Desire wasn't here when I moved here. It was the studio.
Okay, no, they are on the second floor. I'm talking like the main floor. Opera, it was also Opera. You've been there before?
Opera, I know that one, yeah. Desire.
It's now 441 Main. I think they're opening up next week. They're doing like I think they're doing their soft opening on Thursday night.
So it's a nightclub? Another nightclub?
I think it's going to be kind of like more of an ultra lounge, which, Phil, I think, I mean, it's like kind of similar to what, you know, the Pint does, where it's, you know, very age appropriate to a certain hour. And then like Shark Club does the same thing. And then they turn it into a dance club a little bit later at night by the time us old folks get out of there.
Is that what ultra lounge means? Is it's like a pub and then turns into a club?
I think so.
They do that with sports bars now with Shark Club. And in Toronto, I saw that at a couple of places.
Yeah, when we went there.
And it's kind of weird.
After the Habs game last year, I remember all of a sudden it was
like, the last place I want to be.
All these kids are raving and it's like Philly amongst all these neon
kids. Don't put me around ravers. I'm in a bad mood.
And Philly's like, all right, luckily I brought some ecstasy with me.
Through a crowd. Oh, it was hilarious.
But anyway, so yeah, just a lot of really cool businesses popping up. So I'm happy to see the Forks getting a bit of a facelift.
So they're actually starting construction this week.
I'm glad you brought that up because I love that. It's not like one of these like a
city project. But like in 2018 we will start doing this. They're starting this week. It should be done by the end of the year.
Literally the Forks, as soon as they finish doing the announcement, the guy had a shovel. He's like, and here we go.
Yeah, I'm starting.
Starting now. I like that. It should be. Everyone should do that. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 7:07 Wednesday morning. I'm Dave Wheeler. That's Phil Aubrey. Rena Jay's over there. Wheeler in the morning, Philly. And Rena, good morning.
11 is the high for today, with rain starting later this afternoon. 7 right now.
Bone phone at 8:05. We play your calls. You can call the bone phone anytime you want. 780-BONE, 780-2663. We have some calls heckling me about the Habs. We have some calls about Vince Lee. A call about a boner. So don't miss that. 8:05.
Wow. Yeah. That doesn't hold you. I don't know what will. So hey, listen, Philly's been busting my balls a little bit this morning. Doug Brown is actually what he's been calling me. Today.
Yeah, Doug Brown used to famously bring his dog everywhere.
Doug Brown has a Weimaraner, a beautiful, beautiful dog. And actually, our dogs have played together before. But I brought my girl Vegas in this morning.
I could Nesta Matthews would work too. She brings her kid to work, so you bring your dog to work.
Don't even compare the two.
I knew that would get him.
Don't even compare the two. But I did bring Vegas in. She's turning five. She's having some hip problems, and I kind of decided I just wanted to change up her schedule a little bit and get her.
Just go to the vet today, or
no. I just want, like I said, I just wanted to change up her schedule and get her a little more animated, kind of shake her up a little bit, just because she's in the same routine. I think her hips are starting to suffer because of that. Mm. So, but I mean, with the dog, I mean, she's 172 pounds. So I mean, like, she's half Great Dane, half Bull Mastiff.
Yeah.
And the hips just start to go. But I was actually happy that she was well received, because it's always a gamble when you're taking your pets into the office. I mean, there are a lot of pet friendly
jobs. I hope you sent out an email to everybody first, checking if anybody had allergies.
Well, no, we talked about it that one day about getting an office cat, and everyone seemed cool with it. So, she is. She's sleeping. Vegas.
Vegas doesn't bother anybody, but doesn't bothered anybody. Pretty much laid there all morning. Yeah. Love Vegas.
Vegas, come here.
But of course, I am of the belief that kids, pets, birds, badgers, snakes, leave them at home.
Well, actually, Michael Draven, our floor producer, said, there she is. He actually said, he goes, if we're bringing pets in, I'll bring in Judas. Mm. And I said, how big's Judas? He said, about 4 feet. And I said, wait, you don't measure dogs in feet.
That's a snake.
That sounds like a snake.
Cool. Of course, Mike Draven has a snake.
Bring your snake.
But I mean, there are a lot of, I was kind of curious if we take a couple phone calls this morning. 780-CITY, 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. Has there been any horror stories? Because I mean, a lot of places are pet friendly, mm-hmm. and people will bring their dogs in. But I mean, I can imagine that there's been maybe an accident on the carpet, or somebody gets bit, or
A lot of places. I honestly wasn't aware there was a lot of places that were pet friendly.
No, I think it's only like small business owners.
Yeah,
and if they own
usually
the
boss.
Yeah, then they bring their dog to work.
You get the boss status. You bring your animal wherever the hell you want, or Doug Brown or Dave Wheeler. But
it's a little harder when the dog's this big. Yeah. 172 man. Little dog, like there's a certain faction of people that will bring their little toy poodles everywhere, like keeping in their purse, and you see this little head popping out, or little chihuahuas and stuff. But I mean, Rena, you have a big dog too. You don't take Brody everywhere.
No. No, I don't. Because I got three dogs at the house, and if I take one, the other ones are looking at you like, why aren't you taking him and not us? And I just, they stay together. I don't want them getting jealous, and the other ones escape because they're pissed. And
if you had a smaller dog, would you? Could you see yourself
probably
taking it around
more? I don't know. Smaller dogs are a lot more yappier. All my dogs are
people
big.
Just want to kill you when you bring that yappy dog everywhere.
Yeah, I don't want to be that person.
Yeah. Any calls rolling in there?
780-CITY, 780-2484. Do you bring your dog to work? Do you not like it when other people bring their dogs to work? Do you have a horror story about bringing an animal to work?
Mm-hmm.
A pet? Something you shouldn't like a snake, for example. Don't ever bring that to work.
Yeah, Michael Draven, did you hear that?
What kind of snake did he say it was? Now I'm kind of interested.
I kind of want him to bring
snake.
It.
Just put it up front.
No pet segment. Everyone bring their pet to work day. It's
listen,
a show and tell.
It's a snake named Judas. If you're ever not going to trust an animal, that's the one. Wow. Just saying. Wow. All right, feel free to call the Bone Phone, 780-BONE, B-O-N-E, 2663, and we'll get to those phone calls. Oh, Philly, look at you warming up to Vegas there.
Oh, I like Vegas. Come on.
All right, 7-Eleven. We'll take a break. Then I want to talk about taxes on feminine products. Farina. We're going to bat for Rena. Coming up at 10. Hang
Thank
on.
You.
92 City FM World Class Rock. Pearl Jam, Better Man. 719, 718. Whatever. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
11. Whatever. Or whatever is the high for today. We're 7 right now.
Well, no, it's just because I mean, like, I this is strange, but I mean, on the TV side of things, we have this little super box that goes around where we are, and the time, I think it's right about there. It's usually off from the one that I'm seeing up here, so I constantly try and guess, because I can't see it.
Yeah, I've gotten some heat about that from various viewers who don't like the fact that time's off.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the thing is like that, it's strange, but that little super box on the TV, that goes all the way to Calgary is the one that controls all of the,
Although my wife, this is a topic for, I think we've talked about on the show, is one of those women, or maybe some men do it, but I think it's mostly women put their clocks
ahead.
Oh,
she does that.
You do it too?
Try and trick yourself?
Yeah, and I change it all the time, so I never know how fast it is.
Drives me crazy.
Right now, it's probably like 13 minutes fast.
Wow.
I say
really?
To her, like, what?
Sometimes I put it to 8. Sometimes I put it to 15.
You're fooling yourself. You know you are.
Like, I don't like that.
But it just confuses me who I want the actual time. So I know how much time
clocks
I actually
have. Up in the morning, though. Like, if I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, wait. That clock is how fast? About that much? Okay, so I got to, it kind of just helps wake me up. Because if I look at it, I go, I can hit snooze again. And then I end up being late all the time. So I try to trick myself so I'm a little earlier.
I hate
wow.
it.
Wow.
I don't know. It helps.
Hey,
whatever works.
Different strokes. Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever works. Okay, so we're going to read this story you had in the news, and it kind of piqued my ears a little bit. I didn't catch the whole thing, but it sounded terrible.
Terrible. The new Democrats are calling on the conservatives to eliminate a federal tax on feminine hygiene products. All parties have already voted in favor of a motion to get rid of the tax, but it didn't hold the government to a deadline. New Democrats have been trying since 2004 to get feminine hygiene products exempt from the federal tax, calling it unfair. They're saying they make about $36 million on female products is what the government gets just in taxes. And women are now saying, you know, it's an unfair tax and on something that they can't live without.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we're talking tampons, maxi
tampons
pads.
Tampons and pads, that's pretty much it.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So essential female hygiene
products. Yeah, essential,
products.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the tax on it? Like, is it a percentage?
It's the standard tax,
Magnum condoms, right? Which is also essential back in my single
and
days.
And so
right?
unfair that you have to pay extra for those just because there's...
Not my fault I need extra large. Right? Just get them, pharmacist. Get them.
So, I mean, will this drop the price of these pads?
No, you would just not pay the taxes on them. It would be one of those items that when you scan through, like food and stuff, some food you don't pay taxes.
Well, but I'm all for supporting these things, whatever you would call them, for women. Because it does seem unfair, because it is a necessity.
Yeah.
But just thinking slippery slope sort of thing. Is a toothbrush not a necessity?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like are we talking that they're talking about getting rid of the provincial sales tax and the GST on that item?
All
like,
taxes.
So you would just pay
the price of the product.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's what they want.
I think that's. Why is that an unfair? You get taxed on everything you buy. Everything. Everything gets taxed. It's the goods and sales tax. When Mulroney brought it in back in the day, it was on everything. It was just a blanket tax.
Yeah, but there's lots of things that are exempt that are weird. Like, I don't know if you're like here. If you go to a store and you are buying a small-sized hoodie and you go to the till and you tell them that it's for someone under the age of 14,
kids,
you don't have to pay PST on it. There's like so many weird little rules with our PST here.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Buying clothing for my kids, I don't have to pay the provincial
depends.
Sales tax
there's a
on
few,
that?
There's a few, yeah, when you get to the till. Like I went to, it was like a West 49, and the guy's like, who is this for? Is this hoodie for you? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. I just have to ask. Because if it's for someone under the age of 14, then you don't have to pay PST.
Is it a PST or a GST thing?
It was a PST thing. So that's just for here. Just as an example of something.
I'm not going to lie to you. You're blowing my mind right now. I had no idea about
this. That's what I said. I'm like, what? Like, I would have totally lied if I would have known to save the $4 or $5 on the hoodie. But like, he's like, yeah, there's a mass list of things that you don't have to pay PST on depending on what and why it's for. You just have to let them know at the till.
But you still have to pay GST.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say
yes.
So.
Okay, so on these feminine hygiene products, if they take off the PST, I'm okay with that, but the GST still has to pay that. I mean, everybody pays GST on everything. It's blanket.
Well, there's some things, like food and stuff. You're not paying GST on certain foods, like vegetables.
Sure we are. GST, absolutely.
Goods I think when I get my good. Sobeys... Bill, it's got GST on everything,
yeah.
isn't it? Or does it?
GST
sure.
is, like, if somebody knows
sure,
better,
I'll,
can they help
look,
us out
I'll
here?
Look what GST exempt items there are.
Hi, Sidney, can you help us out with this confusing conversation about PST, GST?
Yeah, why do the hookers charge GST? I don't get it.
Well, listen, they got to file their T4s just like everyone else.
Hey, listen, you want to Philly's rules? Listen up.
Yeah, let's hear
never them. Argue with a hooker or a pimp. It's a bad news situation.
The no. price is their price. There's no haggling.
And I remind myself of that before I go to Vegas. Hello.
Hey. So when it comes to family-sized products, you don't pay GST. So if you're buying a loaf of bread, there's no tax. If you're buying a single bun, you're paying tax.
Yeah. That's right. I had read that too. Depending on how many items, if you buy more of something, then you're paying less of the GST or PST on things.
That's right. If you buy a 500 milliliter milk for yourself, there's tax. If you buy a 4-liter, there's no tax.
Hmm. Now, what about, the kid-size hoodies and stuff?
Under 14, there's no tax on kids' clothing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's
so you have to let them know every time you buy kids' clothes.
All right, well, hey, listen, if we're going to get rid of the tax on feminine hygiene products, then there should be no tax on the Mital. Let's just make everyone happy. Let's just make everyone happy.
Free Mital.
Right.
We give it away in the streets. Take some.
You have to carry it with you. You will be stop-checked by the police. If you're not carrying Mital with you and you're a female...
Because it's a public health risk for
sure.
me to ask my wife if she needs some. It's a public health risk.
It's just better to know that you have it in the pocket and it's there if you need it. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Phil. Casey, that's why we do these
Salt.
Things. News, weather, sports coming up next.
City traffic.
traffic is for Lasertopia. You haven't experienced laser tag on two levels? What are you waiting for? Games start every 15 minutes, so get on it. Visit lasertopia.ca.
Do you need me to pick up some might all, or should I just go out for the day?
You left it off the list. Was that on purpose?
Might all doesn't do work. Have enough. Buying her that,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, then I'll go out for the day.
My gynecologist was like, don't ever get might all. It doesn't what? Work.
What? Really?
Yeah, she's like, get Advil. It works 10 times better. She's like, might all is a joke.
Shh. Probably in my wife's head that it works.
More like it's the placebo effect, yes. Rena.
Get her Advil. It might help better.
92 City FM News.
News is for Hooters. There's no wrong way to eat chicken wings unless you're not eating them at Hooters. Hooters, your chicken wing kings. So the new Democrats are calling on the conservatives to eliminate a federal tax on feminine hygiene products. All parties have already voted in favor of a motion to get rid of the tax, but it didn't hold the government to a deadline. New Democrats have been trying since 2004 to get feminine hygiene products exempt from the federal tax, calling it an unfair tax, $36 million tax grab on women for products that they just can't live without.
Mm-hmm. It would save all of us money because most of us have a woman. Yep. Or we're married, like, we're, you know, families. Sounds horrible.
We were just talking about things that
are
exempt.
Everyone owns their own woman. Everybody got a woman. Gotta have a woman.
We were just talking about things that are exempt from GST, and I did find that basic groceries like milk, bread, and vegetables, you're going to pay 0% GST. Things like grain, dried tobacco leaves, and fish, you're not going to pay any GST.
Dried tobacco leaves?
That's in here. I'm on the Canada Revenue Agency.
I love to be in the meetings.
This is blowing my mind.
Fly on the wall. And what about, should we table the dried tobacco leaves thing again? Let's talk about this. We got 7 hours tabled for that.
And ground cumin. Which is great. You don't pay GST on that.
That ground cumin lobby's huge. They've been lobbying for that for years.
Manitoba Premier Greg Selinger is describing his government's budget as a necessary spending plan. Shocking. The budget includes a $422 million deficit and money for frontline services and infrastructure. The PCs voted against the budget, but they were defeated by the NDP's majority. Finance critic Cameron Friesen says the government has increased taxes and fees, but has shown no sign of improving any healthcare or other programs. And Steven Tyler is officially a country singer. He will release his first country single today. He'll perform Love Is Your Name for the first time tonight on the finale of American Idol.
Rena's got the entertainment news with the scoop coming up here in 10 minutes.
Yes, something very interesting. One of your favorite rock bands, one of the artists was busted wearing women's underwear, and these fans are not going to be happy when they see the picture.
Doesn't surprise me. These guys live in a world I could never understand.
This is a pretty big name.
Full
you guys
of
might be a little shocked.
And drugs and
honestly, listen, David Bowie and Freddie Mercury and Mick Jagger. I mean, they were all sticking things in places. And
Ozzy's roaming around the town in dresses in New York.
It literally looked like, you know, the circus. You know, like just people crawling all over each other and acrobats and naked and
You get to a certain level of drugs and alcohol where nothing seems wrong.
This picture was taken on the weekend during a concert they were doing.
All right.
It's recent.
All right. That's coming up here in a few minutes. Now, Phil, I just think you're too emotionally attached to this right now. I just think you're too emotionally attached. I just want you to sit back.
I'm really not that. You know what? I know you want
you
me to.
You don't seem like it.
Yeah, I'm getting used to. I'm getting used to them losing. no, but it's. I'm a lot less dramatic about it than I used to be. Say 10 years ago, maybe. Anyhow, your question.
Well, I was just gonna say. I mean, I know. You feel like you're not overreacting this morning, but Rita and I, it's been terrible. You've been absolutely awful this morning. So I just want you to sit back,
it's been
relax.
To work with you today.
Chill out, and Rita and I are gonna have a quick chat. We're gonna dissect the game last night. Okay, we're just gonna talk about it.
Yes, I'm gonna dissect the game.
Yeah. Well, honestly, personally, it's just too bad the Jets still weren't in the Eastern Conference. At least it would have been nice to see a Canadian team have a real chance out of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Right?
That would have been nice. Yeah. Well, it's not even the fact the Habs suck. They had no business being in the playoffs the way they played the series.
Right? Yeah. I mean, like, the Maple Leafs. I mean, honestly, the Toronto Maple Leafs would have put up a better fight in that series.
Complete
against the
complete lack of captain. No captain, no winning, Philly.
Now I know where that one. That was his bad point from a couple days ago.
You know what? Yeah. I'm actually expecting a lot of beer league teams to call themselves the Habs next year. I mean, it'll be hard to tell the difference between the two the way the Habs played in this series. Yeah.
Well, in the offseason, they should look at picking up someone like Phil Kessel, maybe.
Maybe a DFNF. Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. If they're really looking for quality, you know, players. It would have been a better series if they actually would have, you know, actually would have put an effort in. Because I don't think they even, like, tried.
Well, they might have tried a little, maybe. Poor Phil. You know, we got to give credit to Carey Price. At least he didn't fake an injury this year because he was too scared to play.
Ooh. Can you see him getting redder? Okay. I can't wait to hear all about the sniveling, the sniveling pussies just whine about, oh, we had injuries and Prust wasn't feeling well and Carey was playing he lost three toes in the last series and he had no fingers.
Yeah, I just really wish Ottawa would have won the first round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shame the Senators couldn't have, made it past the first round. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm glad they're done. I'd rather listen to, Ryder fans gloat than Habs fans. It's a lot easier to take.
We are annoying. Yep. You don't want a Habs fan at work. Or it's a good day today to have a Habs fan at work. The Leaf stuff was a low blow. So I can handle it all, but suggesting they pick up Fano for Kessel, come on. That's just not fair. Are you done? Are you? Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. You're going to make me say it.
Yet this morning. Hey, I'm trying my hardest.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
So Tom York of Radiohead did not sign up for this endorsement. Billboard reports a photo of York is on the cover of a book sold in Iran with a title that loosely translates to marital and sex problems in men. And then... got his picture right on the front. We got a picture of it up there if you guys want to look.
Wow.
An Iranian bookshop website has the book on sale. York has not commented on the story yet, but I'm pretty sure he didn't give them approval to use
this
picture.
Seems too fishy. I smell weird publicity stunts.
No, you know what I think it is, honestly? I think whoever was putting this together, Google image searched depressed looking dudes, and Tom York's photo probably... I'm gonna try it right now. I'm going to type in depressed looking dudes.
With sex problems.
Yeah, marital and sex problems in men. What kind of sex problems,
like, and marital problems are they having in like Iran? I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to. There's some serious.
Well, keeping all your 17 wives happy.
Yeah, and leave. Yeah. You're not. I'm pretty sure you're tough. Not. You don't. It's not like you leave your wife in that country. So.
No, you just get another one. So I'm not sure. How's your search going, Wheeler?
Good. I'm just leafing through. I typed in depressed men. And I'm leafing through, and a lot of these guys look like Tom York.
Oh, just saying. Cate Blanchett. You guys think she's hot?
In an old woman kind of way.
Was she in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, she plays the elven.
The crazy, she goes into that, give me that ring,
right.
Sort of thing. Yeah,
oh, that's her. Right.
I like it when she does that. Let
good
me
impression.
Into your bed. Right into that.
She has opened up about...
Take out the garbage. Undress.
Do that Cate Blanchett thing again.
She has opened up about her romance history, confessing that she's mostly dated women in the past. Didn't know that about her.
Doesn't surprise me.
Ching. Really? Check mark.
Oh, I didn't know that. So interesting.
So Aaron, she's bisexual then, in other words?
Yes. Yeah, yep. All right, yep. Yep. This is the first time she's ever made a statement about it. So
atta girl.
It's bigger news, I guess. So Dancing with the Stars on Monday night. Erin Andrews hosts this.
ESPN?
And from ESPN. And she was trying to set the record straight with an eye roll that she did during the show, during a big moment for one of the dancers. We're going to play a clip
moment
of the video.
Moment that you surprised me on the show? Was one of those amazing moments I've ever had. And, this song, The Time of My Life, you give that to me. And, I've got to do this here because...
Wait for it.
This...
Would you know that? She rolls her eyes, puts her head back. The people on the internet have blown up going... You biatch. You don't even care. You rolled your eyes because they took camera. People were tweeting at her, and then she was tweeting back like mad, saying, I was trying to fight back tears. That's why I rolled my
honestly,
eyes.
Yeah, honestly, I looked at that, and to me, that's her going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening right in front of me. Try and keep it together. You're hosting a show. To me, that's what it looked like to
me. First reaction was, this is lame, and then I think she caught herself going when she did that, putting her head back there. It looked like, oh, I better act happy here. You know what? Don't run from that, Aaron. If you thought it was lame... if you thought it was lame and you reacted that way, then it was a little cheesy.
No, honestly, I don't think it was lame. Can we roll there just one more time? Just have a look here, Phil.
Okay.
Sorry, Michael. I know we're putting you on the spot here, but if you back it up one more time, and it's literally her. Like she goes, oh my God! I think she realizes it. She realized like, oh my God, he's about to propose. That's so sweet.
She saved it regardless at the end.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a huge fan of Erin Andrews, mm-hmm. but especially after the whole. What did he say? The old Richard Sherman thing?
She tweeted back at people calling her out, saying, it's called emotion, as in, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose it. What a moment. Sorry my ugly cry face made its TV debut. Love you guys.
She's
you know
what?
Like,
she's
okay, just okay. That's an ugly cry face. You're clearly gorgeous.
Listen, she's just lucky she's not dating a cokehead hockey player. That's,
oh wait.
Well, hang on a sec here.
What she gracefully poked at him about on the show before
she
too.
Did.
I think she's all right, Aaron Andrews.
And finally, Metallica fans. A picture surfaced over the weekend of drummer Lars Ulrich on the drums. And it looks like he's wearing a red woman's thong. So Metallica fans, you know, obviously it blew up online. Everyone was mad. But apparently Metallica's claiming that Lars is the victim of a shadow, a very bad shadow cast from his T-shirt that's poking out from the bottom of his shirt, the black shirt. And the big white light behind it makes it look like that's his bare skin. Apparently, he said he always goes commando for shows. He is not wearing a woman's red thong. But this picture's making the rounds, and it's kind of
funny. You should worry more about that giant bald spot. Lars, shave it all down.
They're getting old, man. They're getting old.
That's the scoop.
City traffic.
Lose the skullet, dude. You're starting to look like Kim Mitchell.
The Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. The sooner you get new Duraco windows and doors, the sooner you'll save on your hydro bills year-round. Visit Duraco.ca.
780 Bones, 780-2663. We'll start with a couple of calls about Vince Lee. Well publicized. We don't need to explain to you who Vince Lee is by now. And of course, he's going to a supervised group home now. And Wheels,
in Winnipeg.
Right. You expressed some concern about that, figuring he should be in more of a jail environment for the rest of his life.
Well, I mean, at least in a situation where he's, I don't know. I don't agree with the fact that that they're being so lenient.
Okay.
I'm just listening to you guys talking right now about the whole Vince Lee thing, and I totally agree that guy should be in bars for the rest of his damn life. If you're taking somebody's head off of their body, not only is it so disgusting and, like, so f***ed up, but think about the people that were on that bus and had to see that, how emotionally scarred they would be for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was more than just one victim on the bus that day. I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, even the first responders, there was one that committed suicide after a couple years after, because he said he was having the post-traumatic stress from that incident.
Mm-hmm. And then, Rena, you drew the comparison, you know, just basically agreeing but saying, hey, this doesn't surprise me. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but our justice system is flawed in many ways. Like, the one that really gets me, and I think it gets all of us, is the sexual offenders that get released all the time.
I'll get those press releases from the police. Yeah.
High risk to reoffend.
High risk to reoffend a sexual predator. I'm like, what? Why
good
is this
luck.
Guy being... He's going to Winnipeg. Here you go, just a warning. Why is he being let out if he's at high risk to reoffend?
Mm-hmm. Good luck, kids and women.
So that's what I'm saying. It's
so this guy wants to talk about your comparison there.
The greenest point of the sexual offender who's been released with the warning that they are a high risk to reoffend is a perfect example, because you look at a situation like that where somebody has been put back into society having refused treatment in jail. That's a completely, that's much worse of a situation than somebody in Vince Lee's situation where he has accepted the treatment. I don't agree either way. I don't really have an opinion either way as to whether he should be allowed to go into a group home or not, but that is what the judge sentenced. And if we're going to complain about anything, if we're going to protest anything, I think we need to protest the legal system more than anything else.
Okay, you make some valid points.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And hey, like when Rena brought up that point yesterday, I mean, I agree 100%. It baffles me how these sexual predators, we'll call them, get off with saying, hey, they're most likely going to reoffend, but you damn downloaders, you filthy downloaders, we will throw you in the clink for life. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a conversation we can have for days on end. But I mean, yesterday, when I wasn't trying to discount the point you were making, I just wanted to stick to the fact that I really disagreed with the decision made on Vince Lee. That was, I agree with you 1,000,000% when it comes to the sexual predator thing.
Cool. Okay, New England Patriots. Now over to sports, which, the NFL. They just can't seem to put one foot in front of the other. There's always some kind of controversy.
They should just cancel football. It's getting crazy. Yeah, no more football.
You watch your mouth.
Get the soap.
We will make fun of it and complain about all the suspensions all offseason, but once NFL Sundays come,
I feel like NFL is turning into a soap opera. Always drama, arrests,
and
women beatings, murders. Like, this is a soap opera.
And you know what, Rena? Honestly?
And you guys love it.
But Rena, you know what the league goes? They go, ratings, awesome. awesome. Keep it up.
Keep talking about us.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only person on the face of the universe that finds it absolutely appalling that an enterprise, a multi-billion dollar enterprise such as the NFL, is going to make judgments and convictions based on more probable than not. That's outrageous. And anyways, whoever thought that the equipment guy might not have had his own spiteful agenda.
I don't see equipment guy having an agenda. Shannon Sharpe's point yesterday, I heard him speaking in a former NFLer, and he had a great point. He goes, these equipment guys, I had many in my career, but one in particular that I had, and they're all like this, I liked a certain kind of donut. I liked a jelly donut, whatever, frosting. Every day for my entire career, it was in my locker at the exact same time, in the exact same spot. And this goes for all these equipment guys and any little thing that you want. And he goes, they don't do anything you don't want. He says, so he's basically going to bat for the equipment guys, saying they would never have touched a football unless we were specifically told by Brady what pressure to put it at. So I thought that was an interesting point about the equipment guys, right? Yeah. They're not going to mess with Brady's balls.
Yeah.
That's Giselle's job.
Hey, hey-o! Well done there, Phil Avery.
Yes. Excellent. Yes. Well played. If you can appreciate that kind of joke, then anyone can. Okay, a lot of trash talk, I expect it.
I think the way we played tonight, I think we played like a bunch of pussies. They played better in Game 5 than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
What a bunch of pussies.
That was good. Just laying it on thick.
I'll admit, it was very disappointing. I thought, you know, they looked like a team out of gas last night, which is odd.
Ole, 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 oh. Hey, what time's your tea time tomorrow?
Nice.
Stop it!
That was good. I like that. Well, I'll wrap up with this kind of an odd call that doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's what the bone phone's all about.
Hey, Wheeler, you like saying the word bony. Boner.
I guess you must have said the call. You know, we say the word boner, bone on this show a lot.
Yeah, often. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I do. It is my favorite word, and I mix it in whenever I can, bone.
Mm-hmm.
8:15 now. Good morning. 92 City FM, world-class rock, 8:37. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena, Wednesday. Hi.
11 is the high for today, with rain coming later this morning, early this afternoon, possibly. 6 degrees right now.
NHL report coming up in 10. Stories we missed still to come this morning. That's an interactive portion of the show.
So, Forks is getting $2.5 million in renos to bring in, just kind of spice up the Forks a little bit, and they're going to put in some new storefronts and some new restaurants, which I really like. We've got the food truck thing going on down here at the Forks. We've got the food trucks down Broadway. I believe, someone tried to correct me on this the other day, but the most restaurants per capita in North America is Winnipeg. I'm just going to double check it here on Google. What Canadian city has the most restaurants? The one that has the most restaurants is Montreal, but I'm pretty sure per capita, it's Winnipeg for as far as our population, restaurants to population. So, you know me, Phil. Like, when I go out for lunch, I like to have a beer with lunch. It's just, you know, like that's some people like to pair their with wine.
Mm-hmm.
I like having a beer, and depending on what I'm having for lunch, like it might be a dark beer or a light beer or whatever. And that's kind of like I know it's strange, but that's my only hang up with food trucks. It's the fact that I'm not allowed to, even if I bring like my own can of beer, you know, if I decide to pour it into a cup and sit down and have it eat outside, I'm not allowed to have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I bring this up because we're going to a city, Las Vegas, where they go, as long as it's not glass, as long as you've got it in a proper receptacle, yeah, go ahead. You can drink on the street. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that they don't care, but it's like, you know, just be responsible. But as long as you're not intoxicated, you know, slobbering around, go ahead. Have a beer outside. Why wouldn't you?
And I think food trucks are largely lunch, though, and most office people aren't looking. I know you are, but you're off work already. Not that that would matter, well, but most of them aren't looking to have a beer with lunch, right?
But I think, unfortunately, that's perception, as people think, well, if you had one beer, you're obviously going to be smashed.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, no, it's like I like to have a beer with my meal.
Oh, no, I'm not just banging on you. I'm talking about it could be a glass of wine. I would say your average or a majority of people don't have a drink at lunch because they got to go back to work. But you and us, we're in a different situation because we get off at, we're usually out of the office by 10 or 11. So you want to have a beer.
Is that not a normal practice?
What's that?
To have an alcoholic beverage at lunch? When you have to go back to work?
I don't know. I think most
in Canada,
workplaces
there's a lot of places around the world where, yeah, that's super calm. You can drink beer at work in Germany, you know, while you're on the job site and go to the staff lunchroom and grab a beer.
Well, I'm pretty sure Russia just finally made beer an alcoholic drink. Before that, it was just a soft drink. Right. Seriously, it was like $1.50, you know, get it out of the machine.
Uh-huh. Well, like in places like Sweden, kids can drink vodka, you know, like it's a lot different. Here, I think that's probably wise because you don't want to go to work smelling booze on your breath because it's hard to get rid of that booze smell once you've had a drink. Mm. And why would you take the risk to have one beer?
Right.
Yeah. So some people in some offices, it might not be as frowned upon as others. But I see your point that it would be nice to be able to have a beer more often with your meal, like at food trucks and stuff.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, like my brother, because he does a organic mobile Italian food truck out in Kamloops, and I know the regulations are different in BC, but he looked into it because they would like to serve, you know, a little bit of wine with their pasta. And they would literally have to have, like, they would have to drag a trailer behind them that would be roped off with a chair, you know, a couple chairs and a table. That's the only way they could do it. Mm. It was really kind of strange.
In Canada, you got to kind of quarantine your drinkers, right? Like, you have to have a beer gardens set up, even if it's only like a two-chair beer gardens. You can't just walk around with your drink.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting in a public park drinking and being like, I bought it from the food truck down the street.
Well, why is it?
I can do this.
Why is it like all these American shows? Remember the movies we used to watch, Phil? You know, the guys were drinking on the stoop in the hood and they just had it in a brown paper bag. Is that what it is? Is that what their worry is, that they don't want other people to see that you're drinking alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never they want the label covered up.
Like why you cover it up with a paper bag?
Yeah.
In the States?
Yeah.
Well, in the States you can't. In Vegas you can, but I'm pretty sure in Minneapolis you can't walk around in the streets with a can.
No, when I was in Maui, the homeless people there are really, like, it's really nice and it's warm and they don't even look homeless. It's people who just choose to stay there and to not work from talking to them.
That's still homeless.
Well, I know, but he's like I don't know. They're just very, it's a lot different there. Anyway, he was drinking, when they were drinking in the park, don't ask why I was hanging out with them. It's a really long, weird story.
Well, we know the kind of hotels you stay at.
Exactly.
The cheapest woman in the world.
Sorry, I was hanging out with the homeless people in the park, okay? Anyway, they were all drinking their alcohol in Dorito bags. They would put their those big beer bottles or like 2 6s in there, and they would drink out of a big chip bag to hide the fact that they're drinking.
You
can't drink in public.
Yeah.
And if you have a brown bag, it's more obvious that it's booze, whereas if you're walking around with a bag of Doritos, no one's going to stop you.
Yeah, the alcohol rules are far more relaxed in the States as far as there are, you know, like you can walk around in a hotel, for example, with booze, but Vegas is unique in that you can walk around in the streets with booze. I don't believe, maybe New Orleans too?
In New Orleans you can walk around with alcohol, but like the same thing, no glass. You can't have glass alcohol.
As long as it's in a plastic bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, or can. You can walk around.
So, to put a bow on this, you'd wish the food trucks would start serving booze.
I wish the regulations, it would be easier for them to say, you know, like even if they limit it to one. Sorry, I can only tell you one beer. That's fine. Yeah. I just want to be able to have a beer with my meal because that's the way I enjoy my food.
Yeah.
To pair my beer properly with my food.
To sit on a park bench
exactly.
And have a pop.
Right. All right, 8:42. Mm-hmm. Well, NHL playoff report coming up here in 5. Hang on.
City FM NHL Playoff Report. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
It's going to be a staring contest. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you Mark? Get set. Go.
Don't blink. Is this fun? Is this good radio?
Oh, you blinked.
I did,
That means the Habs lose again.
Look. When you get to this point in the play, hey, only one team can win the Stanley Cup. When you get to this point in the playoffs and you get knocked out, there's always a reason why. And Tampa Bay's a better team. They look like a better team. When it came right down to it, they had to win last night because they didn't want to go to Montreal. Mm. And they dominated the hockey game. So there's no, you can't argue it if you're a Habs fan.
I think Steven Stamkos, they said he has 16 goals against Carey Price, in playoff goals against Carey Price.
Not playoff, it would be like all time. Because they've only played the Habs twice in the playoffs. Stamkos, as far as I know. Maybe 16 playoff goals against Price.
Maybe I read that stat wrong. I'll double check on that. But sounds like he's one of his favorite targets in the playoffs.
And it's odd because, you know, Price is Price. But Tampa Bay's had Price's number all year for whatever reason.
I'm really curious to see how they match up against either Washington or New York. And that game will get decided tonight.
Yeah.
I think we might see an overtime tonight.
Oh, Game 7 overtime? Yeah. There's only one thing better than a Game 7, Rena. That's Game 7 overtime. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a fan of one of the teams, then you're just like
sweating bullets,
chewing your nails off
the entire time. So no more Canadian teams left. But so please tell me, Phil, please tell me that Anaheim-Chicago will start on Thursday tomorrow night, please.
No. I actually saw some tweets last night. We're done after tonight until Saturday, I believe it is. Friday? No, I think it's Saturday. So, and then you just know it'll be an afternoon game on Saturday.
Way to go, NHL. Way to go.
Now, stories we missed.
Brought to you by Chateau Roofing and Siding. Residential or commercial, Chateau Roofing has you covered. Quality work at a reasonable cost. Call Chateau Roofing today. 204-989-5555.
All right. For those just tuning in, I brought my dog Vegas in this morning. She was a rescue. Someone left her in a ditch when she was a month old north of the city. Someone picked her up, brought her into the Humane Society. My wife and I found her almost 5 years ago, and she's been our dog ever since. And so I like to give a little shout out to the Humane Society whenever I can. They have a shortage of Kongs. These are these red rubbery things with holes in them. You jam them full of food and the dog's got to kind of, it's work for the dog to get the food out of it, but it's really good for their brains, keeps them active. They have a shortage of those. So if you're in the area and you know of a Kong or you want to stop and grab one, you can drop it off at Humane Society on Hearst.
Cool. Okay. If I ever pass away, which I will, if I ever pass away, and no,
promise me you'll never die.
I won't.
Ever.
I don't think I'm gonna. I'm Ricky Bobby.
I know I can't live forever, Lucius. With my current source income and modern technology, 150, maybe 160.
Maybe. You never know. But anyway, feel free to stop if you're in the procession, stopping at coffee. You know, if anybody would appreciate it in the afterlife, it would be me. And open up the damn coffin and throw some coffee in for me as well.
Sure.
Well, a Florida funeral home director has fired two hearse drivers for stopping at Dunkin' Donuts en route to a funeral. A man who spotted the hearse yesterday with its curtains open was so outraged that he confronted the driver, took pictures, and sent them to the Veteran Warriors Group, which posted them on Facebook. The funeral was for 84-year-old Jesse Coleman, a decorated soldier. So the fact that this guy was a Vietnam, like a war vet, I guess makes it worse.
Why?
I don't know why him died.
Were they late?
This is the story I got. It seems to be someone sensitive to these. Hey, war hero's a war hero. I respect them, but I don't know why that's like everybody's life is important, whether you're a soldier or a doctor or a plumber, right? So what's the difference if they stop for coffee
the guy's dead.
A war hero or a...
I didn't hear the guy in the back complaining.
No, yeah. Well put, exactly.
Yeah, crazy. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has executed his defense chief for falling asleep during a meeting.
Totally fair.
South Korea's spy agency says it now has credible information that late last month, a top soldier was killed by gunfire with hundreds watching his death at a shooting range, all because he fell asleep during a meeting and Kim Jong-un was not happy.
I'd be dead a long time ago if they did that in this country for falling asleep in meetings. Like, all the time.
Death by meeting.
And then I would have stopped for a coffee before I dropped you off in your plot.
You're goddamn right.
Everybody give him a big round of applause. Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.